This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy.
You're over at the neighbor's again. Your favorite pastime, if you will. A place where you've found so much spank bank material, if you will. Macy's house. That 11-year-old that you can't get out of your mind. She practically owns your cock right now. Because every time you've been at home jerking off, you've got Macy in mind. Your little jailbait neighbor. It doesn't matter that she's jailbait. In fact, that makes it even more arousing. Knowing that you shouldn't be looking at her that way. You shouldn't be having such dirty thoughts about her. Sexualizing a child, an 11-year-old. But thank God you're doing a great job with the handyman work because Macy's mom keeps inviting you back over. Giving you more jobs to complete. And to your surprise, this particular day, you get an extra treat. And there's another jailbait tween in the house. You've collected from eavesdropping that it's Maya, Macy's cousin. Macy's older cousin of just 2 years. Maya, the 13-year-old cousin. You're working in the garage, which has a straight-up view of where Macy and Maya will spend most of their time. In the backyard, at the pool. How did you get so fucking lucky? It's almost like they're doing it on purpose, almost. But the honest truth is that they're not. They're kids. They don't know the power they have with their bodies. Their sweet, underage bodies. When you first saw Macy undress out of her clothes, her bathing suit underneath. It was wildly erotic, wasn't it? Watching her lift up her shirt and take it off, revealing what was pretty much like half of a tank top, her bathing suit top. Just a piece of fabric stretching around her top frame. Her tiny frame always takes your breath away. How petite and underdeveloped her body looks. Her shoulders so smooth and soft. Her frame, it's so tiny, so flat. A child's frame. And how perfect, flawless, and fresh that young skin looks. Macy's got that almost like valley down her back, moving all the way down to her lower hips. What you wouldn't give to just walk over. Trace your finger down that valley. And then that cute, adorable little belly of hers. her flat belly and her flat chest. A bathing suit leaves very little to the imagination at her top. You can see the puffiness of her prepubescent nipples and how she's a bit uncomfortable in her skin, her immaturity wafting off her body is wildly erotic. And as Macy bends over and pulls her little shorts down, her frame, her hips, it's mesmerizing because she's still underdeveloped, not yet developed, but just barely in her hips. And you can still see the outline just barely of her little hip bones and the soft V her bathing suit bottoms make is enough to make your dick throb. The mound barely poking out, her little thighs with barely any shape or girth yet, and then Macy's adorable little ass, so tight, so small, so supple, and while your eyes are totally peeled on little 11-year-old Macy in that bathing suit, and you could just about look at her all fucking day, you can't help but check out Maya as well. Maya, being a little older, is wearing an older type bathing suit, a triangle top bikini, holding up just barely a cup 13-year-old tits. You've seen girls this age before, how it's pretty adorable that everyone notices when they start developing. It's almost usually a little awkward, like here's the shape of a future young woman, but in the very beginning stages, compared to Macy, Maya's a lot more curvy. She's still very petite, very young, but her torso has started to shape. She's got a little tiny tween hourglass shape. She's got those young, sexy little hips on her. Compared to Macy, her pussy area is a bit more defined. Not like an adult yet, but compared to Macy, compared to just 2 years of puberty, she's got a more formed pussy area. And such a hot little ass. Maya's ass just plumping up a bit more, looking a bit more breathable than a 11-year-old like Macy. In your mind, it always goes back to Macy, thinking about what she'll look like in 2 years' time. How will Macy's little tits form while she's a preteen? How will the small of her back look, that little valley that is so mesmerizing? Will it stay the same? Will she develop hips like Maya? Will she lose that innocence that makes you throb? That awkwardness in her body You wonder if Maya has a little peach fuzz growing on that little mound, because you're pretty sure, pretty positive, that Macy right now is completely bare, pure, untouched child pussy. But you've got the best view today while you're working. You even decided to be a bit ballsy, wearing tight joggers to your little side job today, almost daring Macy's mother to walk in on you and see that big cock at half mast, because you know anytime you're at your neighbor's house, your cock is throbbing. As long as Macy's there, even if there's just a trace of her there, her dirty panties on the ground, a basket of Macy's dirty laundry could even bring you full-on hard erection. So I guess it's a little thrill for you, huh? Wondering if Mom will walk in, catch you looking at her little angel and her niece, and your hard cock in those tight joggers. What would Mom do? I bet a part of you hopes she would come over to you and start rubbing it for you, helping you check out her daughter and her niece. Or I don't know, maybe there's a side of you that's a bit more twisted, that the mom would walk in, see your erection, and have the biggest look of disgust, and maybe just pull it out in front of her, show her what a real man does when little jailbait sluts are around. But for now, you'll absolutely enjoy the side of Macy and her big cousin. They haven't quite gotten to the pool yet. Just two young girls giggling, talking. But what's about to happen? It's probably proof that you're one of the luckiest bastards on this planet. Because what's about to happen is Macy and Maya, while they think they're alone at the pool right now, no one watching them, they're going to start discovering each other's bodies. It's going to start innocently, but it's going to get very, very wild. Full on preteen girl-on-girl action. And it's going to start by first you, of course, being a pervert, checking the girls out. You're going to notice that Maya, she starts almost like pointing, referring to her little A-cup 13-year-old tit, grabbing them almost. Macy looking with bewilderment at them, curiosity, when in fact that's what they are talking about. Little Macy curious about her big cousin's newly grown A-cup tits. You see Macy look down at her own with a little disappointment, because you know all little girls at the age of 11 are highly aware of the changes their body is about to make. They're almost envious of girls older than them. They can't wait to feel what it's like to have tits. And so you get to see two young girls kind of inspect themselves, compare with each other. And you even see Maya grab Macy by her hands, forcing her to feel on her tits. And it becomes very apparent that Maya, she's a naughty little girl, maybe a bit bossy, making her little cousin touch her tits. And to your wildest imagination, I mean, I'm sure you're pinching yourself when you see this, when you see Maya reach under Macy's bathing suit top and start teasing Macy with her tiny little flat chest. Macy hurriedly pulls her top down. But you got a view. You got a view of those gorgeous, wildly sexy, dark, pink, puffy areolas. And what you don't know is that the girls are having a very interesting conversation while you're standing there in the garage from just several yards away. Maya's talking about boys, how boys love tits, how she's had her first kiss. She's went to first base, second base, even third base with boys. And little 11-year-old Macy, just a late elementary school girl, sits there blushing, but so intrigued, asking her big cousin what it's like to kiss a boy. And what you don't know yet is that Maya is insisting that she teach Macy to be a good big cousin, that she wishes she had a big cousin to teach her about boys and how it would have been nice to know how to kiss, how to have her first kiss, and suggest to Macy that they kiss. That Maya gives Macy a first-hand learning experience. Macy, she knows this is kind of odd, kind of weird, but she does think that it would be nice. Would be nice to learn that. And to your surprise, you see the two girls lock lips. An 11 and 13-year-old in their bikinis kissing. You see them giggle about it, pull away from each other. But Maya keeps it going. She brings Macy in closer, pushing her 13-year-old tongue into her younger cousin's mouth. She even shows her little cousin that boys like to touch and grope while they kiss. And the first touch that Maya makes to Macy's chest, Macy tries to pull away, thinking maybe this is going too far, but Maya insists and just tells her that it's fine. They're just learning together. She's preparing her friend, her cousin, on boys. And you watch Maya grope Macy's flat chest, dying for it to be your own hand. This will absolutely do. Watching a little tween feel up her 11-year-old cousin. And what you don't know is that when they stop kissing, when Maya stops groping Macy's little flat tits. She then asked her little cousin if she's had an orgasm, if she's touched herself. Macy, poor little Macy, is blushing. You definitely can see the nervousness in her body, her cheeks red. And what you don't know is that Macy lets her cousin know she has no clue what Maya's talking about. I must turn Maya on or something, because I think most girls would probably just walk away from that in that moment. Most girls probably wouldn't even ask that question. But Maya, she takes it as a learning experience when, let's be honest, that little whore uses it, uses her little cousin's innocence for her own pleasure. You see, Maya kind of motioned Macy to lay down on the lounge chair. She opens Macy's legs, and you can tell Macy's not really excited about this. You even see Macy close her tiny little legs closed. And then you see Maya open them back up, forcing her legs open. And then you see something beyond your wildest imagination. Maya starts rubbing the outside of Macy's bathing suit. Maya is molesting Macy's 11-year-old pussy, something you have been dreaming of doing, and you're watching this hot little horny tween do it, and you can notice Macy's a bit uncomfortable, and you can tell she doesn't want this to happen, but she's also being a good girl and not fighting back, at least too much. Maya has successfully coerced her little cousin to open her legs for her. When you think about how delicious those bathing suit bottoms would taste and smell. Maya rubbing the fabric into Maya's little tiny pussy. And then you see her slide those bottoms off. Maya pulls her own bottoms off. And what Maya's doing is using this as a teaching moment. Maya sits back and shows Macy how she rubs her own little pussy. How she gets herself off at night in her bedroom. And Macy follows along like a good girl, putting her little hand right between that hairless, tiny, petite, preteen pussy, opening up her lips, rubbing two fingers against her little clit, learning from her 13-year-old cousin how to give herself pleasure. And you can tell both the girls are into it, rubbing their little underage clits together. And these two underage jailbait sluts are loving it, into it, just rubbing themselves right out here in the open. Will you have your hand on your pants, rubbing yourself? And Maya, she starts to take it to a whole nother level, of course. She's trying to show Macy that not only do they have this pleasurable clit, but that She has this wet, tight hole that also feels really good when you put your finger inside. And you watch Maya look down at herself between her legs, pushing her finger in and out, while Macy looks on with wide eyes, still moaning a little bit, still rubbing her little preteen pussy. And what you can't hear is that Maya tells her little cousin, put your finger in. Slide your finger in that little hole. And Macy's scared. She doesn't want to. It sounds scary. It sounds wrong. And Maya gets a little impatient. She stops fingering herself. She goes to her little cousin and she forces her finger inside Macy. Macy fights back a bit. Not too hard, just trying to communicate. She doesn't want that. She's not ready. This isn't fun anymore. But Maya's persistent.
No.
Maya wants to teach her how to finger herself, so she sticks her own finger inside Macy's untouched child cunt, penetrating Macy's 11-year-old hole, essentially finger raping Macy, doing the exact thing that you've jerked off to so many times. What it would be like to thrust and force your own dick inside that 11-year-old hole. And Macy, she tries to take it like a big girl. Her body betraying what she feels, because even though she didn't want to do this, she's pretty into it. You can see Macy's hips bucking a little bit as Maya immaturely fingers Macy's little child. Eventually, she stops fighting. Her back arches. You can see every wave of arousal in Macy's 11-year-old body. Maya's so proud of herself as she's ramming her little fingers in and out of that little kitty pussy right in front of you. You feel like an absolute creep, but also the luckiest man in the world, watching an 11-year-old girl get finger raped by her cousin, watching Macy have her first orgasm right there in front of you, her tiny little frame arching, her quivering and squirming about. You hear her little moans, and you wonder how fucking wet that 11-year-old cunt gets. She has to be so wet for Maya. And you can tell it's about to happen. Macy's about to have her first orgasm, finger raped right out of her. You watch her, you hear her, you watch those hips buck and quiver against her cousin's fingers. Little Macy orgasming from being fingered, forced to be fingered. And it drives you wild to imagine what that must feel like. That untouched virgin child cunt spasming against your cock. Her orgasming right against you. As your cock is very deep inside of her, just like Maya's little fingers are. And then you think to yourself, why the fuck did I not record this shit? Because you think about how many nights you will spend jerking off to the sight of barely clothed little 11-year-old Macy getting finger fucked by her 13-year-old cousin, coming right in front of you. The nights you're going to spend jerking off to that. The night you're going to spend thinking it was your cock stuffed inside that orgasming, horny little 11-year-old cunt.